cliffcentral.com. It is time for Markets Mondays with markets.com. Now, whether you're a new trader who's looking for a safe place to start, or you're an experienced trader who is ready to do things like low spreads, multi-assets, high-tech stuff, you'll find markets.com suits you perfectly. As a special offer to everybody who's listening now, you can follow the link on cliffcentral.com, register with markets.com, you will get a 30% bonus on your deposit. Now, he is widely regarded as one of the greatest sportsmen of all time, and certainly in this country, he's one of our favorite people. Brian Habana is a world champion who holds multiple sporting accolades. He's famously known for his racing against the world's fastest land mammal. He joins us today on Markets Mondays to give us some insights into his trading journey and how he connected with markets.com. Hey, Brian, nice to see you again, man.
Good morning, Mr. Cliff. How are you, sir?
So good. And I just want to thank you again for that really lovely discussion we had with you the last time you were here with us, and being our inaugural guest in our new space. Nice to see you.
It's great to be back. I might have to come back to the even newer space now. That's a lot more professional with a nice Cliff Central background. Very relaxed. We were very relaxed in the lounge. But yeah, it was brilliant to be there, guys. And hopefully I can come past in the not too distant future.
Awesome. Well, listen, let's talk a little bit about trading, because this is something that's relatively new for you. And it's something that I think all of us can benefit from, kind of, you know, almost getting a ride alongside you as you start doing this stuff. So how did you get into trading, and what attracted you to this markets.com platform?
So, Gary, I think firstly, as a professional athlete, you potentially get exposed to a lot of various financial platforms through financial advisors. And for most of your career, you're sort of leaning on the advice of others, which, you know, if you don't upskill yourself, you don't educate yourself, always becomes a little bit more challenging. And I think, you know, when I started understanding a little bit about markets, particularly in the post-transition phase, you know, I'm sort of 4 years out of it now. So, you know, looking at various opportunities of diversifying my portfolio, but also taking that hands-on, which I think is really important. And, you know, came across the markets.com platform, which was, I think, very simple to use, which was my first initial reaction. Because I think as someone that is very amateur in it, you sort of wonder, you know, how difficult it is. And I think for me, that was sort of the main attraction initially. And then the simplification of in-app tools, all the help and advice that you got, and their growth in South Africa. And I think that that's sort of been the basis of the foundation. And again, showing people how easy it is, whether you're an amateur trader, but I think the very intricate detail that you can potentially get into on markets.com, I think, you know, with a couple of hundred of industry trading type environments and tools within the platform is pretty special. And hopefully growing the understanding of, firstly, how simple it is to trade, but how through educating yourself, upskilling yourself, and also diversifying your own portfolio, not having all your eggs in one basket, you know, you could potentially have an alternative revenue stream in which you are fully controlled, which I think is really important.
All right. So let's just talk about, you mentioned the tools that you can use on this platform. So what kinds of things have you been experimenting with? Because it's nice because you can put a little bit of money in. You don't have to put your entire life savings in. And then you can play around. The best way to learn about things like, you know, hedging and investing in overseas international stocks, being able to buy crypto, whatever else it is.
Yeah.
You've got to play with these tools. What are your favorite ones to start experimenting with on markets?
So I think the first one thing that one has mentioned, obviously, you know, I'm not a financial advisor. So at any point that you're going to start trading, you know, there is risk associated with. And, you know, my portfolio the last couple of weeks has experienced a rather negative loss because of, you know, global market trends around commodities. You know, I took initially an outlook that gold is a pretty stable one, you know, given the volatility of cryptocurrency at the moment. And you look at things like FTX and, Bank that just...
Silicon Valley Bank.
So I think for me, again, I started looking at various things. And I think when you look at what do you use, and I think that's important. You know, I buy Apple products. You know, I consume certain goods on Netflix, on Disney Plus. And you start looking at things which I think for me, as I started learning and going on this trading journey, sort of looking at how I use certain elements. And because if I'm using it, surely there's growth in it, because, you know, hopefully other people will continue using it. I think that was sort of my initial starting point. And then there was a lot of advice on all the various markets.com platforms, whether it be, you know, on Instagram, on, you know, on their LinkedIn pages, on their website, which really aided that. You know, gold for me was something where I thought it's a sure bet. The last couple of weeks has seen gold, unfortunately, go backwards in quite a drastic way. But then you look at stuff like oil. I think there's just been announced that you know, one of the Saudi companies reported like $161 billion profit in the 2022 financial year. So, you know, as you start looking at various points, first of all, what you use, and that's sort of where I started, but then opening yourself up. You know, I was in New York a couple of weeks ago, and you know, standing there with a raging bull and looking how everyone, you know, is just looking at this bull but not understanding, you know, what it was meant to be there for. The NASDAQ was there, so you now all of a sudden, you know, through the markets.com platform, open yourself up to a international global, you know, trading opportunity, and understanding the markets. And then I think for me, what it's also been cool is I've upskilled myself. I've literally gave myself an opportunity to learn and get better. I'm definitely going to be out there and honest. I haven't been doing extremely well. My profit loss is at the moment a very small loss. But hopefully, you know, as things continue, there's a little bit of change towards that.
Yeah, listen, I mean, it's I've been burnt. I've made some really stupid investments. Luckily, not enormous amounts of money. But that's how you learn, Brian. I mean, this is also where you have the experience of having been on the field and having been tackled hard. Then you know how to stay the hell out of that situation in the future, right? If you don't get a little bit hurt here and there, you keep making stupid mistakes.
You do definitely keep making stupid mistakes, and I think, you know, fool me once, you know, it's your fault. Fool me twice, it's my fault. So I think it's in this journey that you understand, and probably like you said, Gareth, you know, I wouldn't be putting all my eggs in one basket, you know, understanding that this is potentially a diversification of your portfolio. So there's some really stable things that if you're not being able to accurately, almost daily look, and it's very much like almost people that want to trade in crypto, if you're not actively involved in understanding the crypto markets on a daily basis and almost on an hourly basis with the volatility, you know, trading is exactly the same. So there definitely is risk to it. But as you educate yourself, as you open your understanding up, not only to the South African context, you know, we had the budget speech a couple of weeks ago, which, you know, potentially put a dire outlook on a lot of the financial terms, you know, our junk status has remained. But you look globally at the markets, you know, not much is better, you know, in the US and the UK from, you know, the financial economy stability perspective. So, you know, you sort of got to look, you know, for me, Disney Plus, they acquired Marvel, or Disney acquired Marvel, you know, towards the end of last year. And we all know how big Marvel is, you know, my outlook, for instance, I think Marvel's going to grow going forward. So does that have an impact on Disney's, you know, share price over, you know, over the next couple of months? So understanding what you want to trade and why you want to trade it, you know, getting as much information as possible to make those better decisions, because the more better decisions you make, you know, potentially the more profitable you can become.
Yeah, I love that you actually brought up the fact that you need to know what's going on in the world and that information. And there is so much. I mean, Leanne was saying just now, you know, we almost should be giving people literacy courses in media. Yeah. Because there's so much info out there, and you need to know what's going on in order to make the right investments, but also keep your wits about you, because things can change on the daily basis. And if you're not paying attention to those things, you can lose a huge amount of money, or you can potentially make massive profits. So we know you as a professional sportsman, and you're no stranger to talking in front of people and being on the international stage. But what has it been like for you to be doing something completely different like this, where you're an ambassador for markets.com? I mean, have you enjoyed being associated with something that people don't expect to see you associated with?
Do I enjoy it? I think it's extremely exciting and invigorating. I think, you know, I got into the fintech space a couple of years ago, you know, co-founding a fintech company. So trying to understand trading. I think there were elements throughout my career where I sort of dabbled in it, but I didn't really give my full attention. And now I think with the simplicity of the markets.com trading platform, the excitement of their growth, not only in South Africa, but globally as well, that's been extremely challenging, because I've almost had to step outside a box, to your point, and, you know, upskill myself in a different environment in a very short space of time. But I think for me, it's been extremely educational, understanding, you know, how if you really do open yourself up, if you're willing to learn a little bit more with the opportunities that not only Marcus.com can present, but that life can present. And I mean, I didn't really understand, you know, what was happening in the UK financial markets or in the US. And now all of a sudden you know, diversifying your own knowledge platform, which I think is incredibly useful for any person. And like you said, you know, Leanne says there's a lot of things you don't learn in school that is unfortunately, you know, detrimental to your growth as a person, particularly in very volatile times. I mean, you know, we look at SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, that, you know, had all these incredible, you know, startups and, you know, funding involved in it. And, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars have been lost recently. And, you know, you speak to the normal man on the street, if they don't understand Silicon Valley, if they don't understand, you know, all the VC raises that have happened over the last, you know, 5 to 6 years and understand how detrimental Silicon Valley Bank going down is, you know, potentially goes back to the Lehman Brothers back in the, you know, in the latter part of 2008 and 2009. So I think it is understanding. Again, that's really been refreshing for me, being able to upskill myself, educate myself, and again, open up an opportunity, which I definitely see this as, you know, as an amateur trader, an opportunity to for growth, both on a developmental perspective, but also on a financial perspective. So it's been challenging, to say the least, understanding the markets, understanding how you potentially hedge certain, you know, shares. But if you're not constantly engaging with it every day, you know, there has been a day or two I've missed out. And because of missing out, it's made me lose a little bit of money.
We've got to move into the inevitable question. And it came up yesterday at supper, family dinner. And somebody said, where is the World Cup this year? Of course, it's a World Cup year. And you're never going to be able to come in and talk to us on this show without also telling us what you think about the World Cup, how you're feeling about it, where we're headed, and how it makes you reflect on your own rugby career. I mean, you're going to be in France, right? You're going to be there.
Yeah. I'm going to be there. Yes, I was going to say, for those that don't know, it is happening in France in September and October this year. I think the final is on the 28th or the 29th. I think it's going to be, in my opinion, probably one of the most competitive Rugby World Cups we've ever seen. Gareth, you've got France, who just absolutely pulverized England on the weekend, 53-10, a record loss, you know, for England at Twickenham, the home of rugby. So the French bouncing back to their number two status and probably firm favorites now, given that resounding result. Ireland looking extremely comfortable going on to a grand slam, you know, after beating Scotland yesterday and, you know, in the opportunity to cement their place as the number one team in the world. I'd say anyone writing New Zealand off would do so at their peril, because, you know, you never know for the All Blacks, particularly at World Cups. But for me, I think South Africa has an incredible opportunity to go to France and really be in a position to defend the World Cup that they won back in 2019. I know they created history by, you know, losing a game and then becoming the first team to actually win the World Cup by, you know, absolutely demolishing England in that final. But unfortunately, of those top four teams, England, South Africa, Ireland and France, only two qualified for a semi-final, just because of how the pool draw was done. So I cannot wait to get there. Obviously, there's a bit of a romantic relationship for me with France, having been based there 5 years. You know, being able to get back into the croissant eating, which is really croissant and cheese, and you know, maybe go to the cellar at some point. But I think it's going to be brilliant. You know, France were an incredible host when we won it in 2007, and I cannot think that this one's going to be any different. So if you're not supporting the Springboks, you know, you're going to be regretting it, because I honestly believe that Sia and the boys have got an incredible opportunity to go out there and do our country proud again.
Brian, it's always good to see you, and thank you for joining us this morning. It's not so much a market update, which is what we do the rest of the time with markets.com, but it's great to see you and to hear about how you're associated with this, kind of, you know, explore and describe some of the things that you're learning while you're on markets.com so that the rest of us can learn alongside you. I love it. Thanks very much, man.
Cheers, guys. Cheers, everybody. Have a good week. Go well.
You too. Cheers. Brian Habana, everybody. And markets.com, you can find on the internet. Where do you think markets.com is going to be? You can also find them on social media. They're at MarketsComSA on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and on YouTube. Go and check them out today. And who knows, you may end up investing in something that could turn what is just a small little bit of savings into your next big thing. You never know, right, Leanne? CliffCentral.com.